Okay, that takes us back to agenda item two, which had been tabled. I think Ms. Herrera is here. Are you here, Ms. Herrera?
Yes, good morning.
Oh,
I'm
good.
here.
Let me go ahead and call the case. Agenda item two is PR 2020-004171, Major Plat 2025-00011, which is a request for amendment to preliminary plat. Submitted by Fierro and Company, Veronica Herrera is agent for William Galbraith, who requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lot tract N7A1, Tanawin property zoned R1D and located at 12300 San Antonio Drive Northeast between Tennyson and Lowell, containing approximately 6.653 acres. Ms. Herrera, would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Yes, Veronica Herrera, Fierro and Company, 3201 4th Street, Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87107.
Thank you, Ms. Herrera. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Please tell me about the project.
Yes, so basically, we ran into some engineering challenges after we had the plat approved, and specifically having to deal with the Amavka easement on the original plat. We had that access easement going just, to the south into tract N7A1A. However, when we proceeded with the grading and drainage plan, it did pose some challenges at the grade going in. It was too steep. So to work around that, the alignment has slightly changed, allowing it to go east. And so what that did was that minimally changed a few of the lot sizes, but it did a lot to alleviate the severity of the grade going into the tract. We have spoken with the Mavka and they're not adverse to it. They're okay with that change in the alignment. And there are no other changes. Again, it did make minimal changes to lot sizes, but those changes are well within the thresholds in table 644. They're well under the 10%.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else you'd like to add before I call for public comment?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Herrera. So, again, for everyone present, this is agenda item two. It's a request for amendment to preliminary plat at 12300 San Antonio Northeast. Please raise your hand if you'd like to provide public comment on that item. Scrolling through the participant list, and I don't see anyone raising their hand. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item two. Last call for public comment on agenda item two. Okay, Ms. Herrera, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Sir, if you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I have no issues with this. However, I just want some clarification on the easement width for the sanitary sewer on sheet 405. The leader is not clear and doesn't really connect correctly, so I just wanted to know that easement three on the top part. The leaders are to the property lines. I don't know if that's accurate or should be the dash line, so I just needed that clarified. That's all. It's just seems like a minor detail, but not real clear where that easement is.
Hi, David. This is Robert Fierro with Fierro and Company.
Thank you, Mr. Fierro. Let's get you sworn in. Would you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. I need to fix that leader. Thanks for pointing that out, David. The leader should be on that dash line, and I believe it's 5 feet from the property line that's on the west. So I could clear that this easement up.
Okay. That was a minor thing. That's all I need. This one. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you,
Thank
David.
you. And Mr. Gutierrez, is that something that we could make a condition of approval?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. If we could just, if you wouldn't mind putting that into the chat, I'd appreciate it. Okay, that takes us to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, if you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Tiquan Cheng, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan with engineer's stamp date of December 11, 2024. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Next up is transportation, Mr. Ernest Armijo. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Transportation has no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. That takes us to code enforcement. I'll be delivering those today.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I will be Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. If you'd please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Speaking on behalf of Code Enforcement, they had no comments on this application.
Thank you, sir. And that takes us to Parks and Recreation. I will be delivering those today.
I will be again, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay
Go
Rodenbeck.
ahead, Mr.
Parks did have a memo submitted for this, but they had no objections to the requested action in their memo.
Thank you. That takes us to Planning Department comments. We'll be delivering those.
I will be Mr. Hearing Officer, Marcelo Ibarra.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
So I just had a couple of questions first. For the applicant team, were all previously granted waivers and approved vacations recorded on the original plat?
Sorry, is that a question for us?
Yes, I
Oh.
was just wanting to know if all the original waivers and easements were recorded properly on the preliminary plat.
I believe they were.
I could answer that, Veronica. The easements have not been recorded. Preliminary plats don't get recorded, so there's the easements that are needed are shown here in the dedication. But as far as the sidewalk waiver, those were approved separately through different action items.
Okay.
Just for the record, I want to say that was Mr. Fierro testifying, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you, sir. Go ahead, Mr. Ibarra.
Also, were there any changes to the infrastructure list?
No changes were made to the infrastructure list. The required infrastructure on San Antonio stayed the same, and the MAFCA road stayed the same and retaining walls.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Fierro. Let's go quickly to Jay Rodenbeck. I see he has a hand raised.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Robert, Veronica, I just want to note that regarding the vacations of easement and the waivers, they just need to be listed and depicted on the plat. I mean, they had the plat hasn't been recorded yet because you're correct, we're at preliminary plat still. We're just amending that preliminary plat, but what we need to make sure we have are the waiver, all the waivers that were approved, listed on the plat with the date of approvals, and then with the vacations of easement, we need to depict them as being vacated in the list of easements.
Okay, so that's currently shown here under existing easements vacated by this plat, and then the approved waivers were on sheet 3.
Great, thank you.
Very good, thank you. Let's go back to Mr. Ibarra. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and I was just noticing just a couple more comments. I was just noticing that just because of the realignment of the AMAFCA access channel or easement, it was just very minimal. I was noticing on the lots, so it's just reduced slightly, right? On the lot numbers didn't change, correct?
Oh, there are
Just
still the original lots. Yes.
okay. And aside from that, I just have the new application numbers must be added to the plat. And prior to final sign-off of the plat, the HS office must approve the DXF file, and proof of approval must be submitted. And then this date of disapproval must be recorded on the plat. And I'll be listing those in the chat.
Okay,
That's
thank
all
you.
I have.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra.
Sure.
Okay. Let's see, anything further that you'd like to add for the record, Ms. Herrera or Mr. Fierro?
No, thank you. Again, this is just minor, and this would help us move forward with our plat. It's very minor, the change, and we thank you for your consideration.
Very good. Well, thank you very much.
Yes.
Bear with me just 1 second. Okay. Again, this is agenda item 2, PR 2020-004171, major plat 2025-00011. And hereby approve said item project number and application number because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, the on sheet 4 of 5, please fix the leader for easement 3 to be placed on the easements instead of the property boundary as currently shown. Next, the new application number must be added to the plat. The date of the DHO approval must be recorded on the plat. Prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGIS office must approve the DXF file and proof of the approval must be provided. That concludes agenda item 2. Thank you very much.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.